This is the High Hopes Podcast. High Hopes. On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP. The crowd was singing High Hopes, smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes. I feel a little less alone.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast presented by Miller Lite, official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller Time Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. We're celebrating a little last night. How about a sweep? We swept the Rays. You know, biggest series win over the Rays ever, I think, probably.
Per usual, the gun down a guy at the plate.
How about Aramis Garcia? Who knew?
Well, we had a dribble up the third baseline.
12-year. Oh, I see. That's good. Good work.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
James? I would like to declare something very important at the beginning of this podcast.
Second baseman throwing, making a play at the
plate.
That's
what I said. Oh,
okay.
Play at the plate.
Yeah, I got you.
Learn the game.
Play at the plate.
Learn the game one time. Thank you. I know you just, I know you just did some stupid little podcast.
You didn't do the second baseman part, all right?
I said a play at the plate.
Well, it could have been even better if you said a second baseman.
Oh, my God.
More special.
Listen, enough of the jokes. Jesus.
You're right. You're very serious. I'm trying to bring a little levity, lighten the mood.
God,
you're
so guys.
So intense, you know?
This guy's out here making little jokes.
We're trying to win a pennant.
We're trying to win a pennant. There's no jokes anymore. This podcast has changed. No laughs. No laughs. No smiles.
Hold on. Yeah, I got to rein it in.
Thank you. Rein it in, pal.
No smiles is not my specialty.
We're going to get more analytics. analytics.
We're trying to give the people what they want. Gotta give people what they want.
Yeah. But I want to declare something at the beginning of this podcast. Oh, very, very important.
Coming in hot.
Thank you. I'm really happy. I'm really happy.
Oh, no laugh, sorry.
Yeah, no laughing.
I'm happy you're happy.
I'm like,
it's really good to hear.
It was tough sledding, you know. And I'm sure you saw me around the office. It's like did his puppy pass?
Yeah, you didn't have your usual, right. You know, effervescent kind of vibe to you.
The usual upbeat.
Yes, you know? bubbly is really the word I think about when I see
was even talking to Richie today. Me and John Richie had a conversation.
Just chopping it up.
Just you know,
talking football.
Yeah, well, he's always threatening to fight me, which I think is interesting.
I know the one. So inside baseball, one time, I believe it was during the pandemic when we got food brought in for us and all that. Mm-hmm. Like which was very nice. You know, we're coming into work. I think one time we had sandwiches ordered.
Yes.
And somehow I think you ate the sandwich. It was supposed to be John's sandwich.
Housed it.
And I'm pretty sure he's never forgiven you.
Again, like
I think he's never forgiven you for it. Like, it's still like, if there's food around, I'd be like, did Jack take it?
Yep.
It stuck with him.
That was old Jack. I don't know if you're aware. It's currently Slim Jack season, which has been phenomenal.
Oh, you are so, looking pretty slim, good.
No big deal to me.
Running all those miles.
But I never played in the NFL. Want that out there.
I didn't even know where I should go with that.
But like, when Richie came in the studio asking if I ate his sandwich, I felt what linebacker. I felt what they felt.
He came in so hot.
I was terrified.
I honestly was terrified for you watching.
Thank you. Well, the backstory also is that they were just ordering generic food.
They were.
It wasn't specific orders.
No, it wasn't. Richie claimed a sandwich that might not have actually been for him.
Yes. So although his name might have been on. But nevertheless.
Fantastic, buddy.
Nevertheless. No, I'm just so happy. Like, they're on a good, they've, you know, they're winning more than they're not, you know, they're on a good streak here. They finally are beating up teams that are pretty good. Like, the Rays aren't world beaters. They're not like the last couple years Rays.
They're solid, around 500 or whatever.
And you know, they're going to be able to pitch. I mean, like, if the Rays are
dudes who throw 100, just bring them out.
And by the way, imagine, the way the Rays play would drive people here insane.
Oh my God, dude. It's get guys who throw hard and figure it out, and get guys who hit home runs and walk and figure it out.
Well, and like, especially with Shane Boz yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Like 78 pitches. He's retired like a million in a row. And they're like, yeah, you're out. Like, we got to get you out of this ball game.
Furious. Yeah.
And
Kevin Cash would be like enemy number one on, 100%. Even though he might be the best manager in the sport.
They would have to move the team. Yeah. Like, it's as simple as that. They would, like, they could win two World Series and people like, they can't win playing this way. That's what we would be dealing with.
I need small ball.
Yes. I've talked about this on the final app the last two nights, but like, Fransky's had this stat the other night, and it's like watching the Rays play. Like, it's like, of course they're awful. So the Rays, so runners in scoring position stats have not been kept since 1969, or they started in 1969.
They began in 1969. Right,
right. And the Rays are the fifth worst in since
this Rays team this year. Wow.
In baseball history.
Oh my God, you want to talk about the, it's all we would hear about every single day. It'd be like, they can't hit runners in. I mean, this the small
live and
thing.
Die by the home run. So they are, and it made sense. I mean, how many times they had runners on third with like no outs?
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, Wheeler, it felt like happened four times last night.
It was remarkable. Yeah. So,
like with no outs.
It was
like,
I know.
Wait, the two leadoff triple or with the one leadoff
triple?
On the,
triple yeah. Couple leadoff doubles.
Doubles, yeah.
And score.
Yep.
Appreciate it. So
appreciate it.
So like, I'm just, they've obviously steadied the ship. They're playing like the right way heading into October. They're getting contributions from a bunch of different people. I think if this ends in the way that we hope it ends, I think we look back at these injuries as a positive. Like, it got a lot of these guys off their feet for a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they should be the most fresh.
Well, assuming we get everyone back and good to go. Yeah.
Now it seems like we're moving in the right direction.
It does.
Like, Bohm's going to play tomorrow.
Rehab, sir? Or Bohm's going to be back tomorrow?
No, but I mean,
they say
Rob Thompson said he's going to play.
Wow. So, I didn't realize he's going to be back tomorrow.
So Real Muto's going to play. Wait, no, I lied. I definitely lied. I meant Schwarber's going to be back
tomorrow.
That's
what 100%. I was saying. I'm like, what? Isn't Bohm still on the IL? Yeah, Schwarber was supposed to be in the lineup yesterday, scratched late, but should be good for tomorrow.
And Real Muto's going to start game one. So
which
like,
is huge.
Which is big. So Bohm, sorry, is still on the show.
That's what I was surprised by. Yes. Yeah, okay, good.
Yes. So,
but still huge to get that back. I mean, the Schwarber thing in the moment, it's like, come on, man. Like, no.
No more.
No.
No. No more.
Don't even take a lead. Just stand on first base. If this is what's going to happen. I mean, seriously.
Where are you going?
Right? Why are you thrown over there? You know he's not going anywhere.
No, that is. Learn the game.
He almost got picked off.
He did.
Like, I actually, before the replay, I thought he was out.
Yeah. So, we talked about the resiliency. Like, we wanted to see the resiliency. Well, the way they're playing with the injuries, they're not lighting the world on fire. Like, they scored 9 the other night, which
they
is
won
good.
3-2.
Like, that's how you got to win baseball games.
Yeah, was it 2-1 runs, and they put them 9 runs in the other game. Yeah.
Right. So it's how you have to win some games. And I just, they have completely righted the ship, and the way they talk and the camaraderie that I think we're seeing, like, they should have earned your trust back a little bit ago. But I think that the way that they especially have played the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I think the trust should be totally regained.
It's exactly what you talked about in the midst of, really towards the end of it, as it was going on for longer and longer, that stretch. You were like, my only worry is I just don't know if they can get back to what they were. I don't know if they can flip that, switching it back. And I'm with you. It seems like, obviously, there are question marks. Can Harper hit the ball at the ballpark when it matters and things like that? But for the most part, it looks like the team we saw start of the season, they've won a lot of games recently. I mean,
8-2 in September.
Yeah. And they're what, like something like, you know, 17 of 22 or so, I don't know, 16 of something like that. Cause they were 11 of 13, won the next two, lost two, and then won 3. So they're somewhere in that range.
So they've won 9 of 11, 14 of 18, 19 of 27, yeah, and 23 of 36.
Somewhere in that range. So, I mean, they've been playing really good baseball. Like, they're numbers wise, kind of back to where they were to start the season. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that we've talked so much about, and obviously Ranger is still the question mark with it, but, you know, it's the pitching. Like, we have talked so much about if this team is going to get where we want them to go, as you phrased it before, if it's going to happen the way we want it to happen, it's going to be because they have the best starting staff in baseball and because they have a bullpen that is the best we've seen during this run. And it's feeling that way. Like, Alvarado last night, man, like, is Jose, he might be back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you add Alvarado to Kirkering is a freaking stud right now. Yes. Like, Hoffman and Strom fully back in the trust them with my life tier, like, good to go. And, you know, Estevez, who, you know, I'd rather have Jeff Hoffman closing out a really important game, but, you know,
he's not a disaster.
He's solid. Yeah. You know, I can trust Estevez for the most part. I mean, you got 5, and that's, I mentioned Tanner Banks, who, you know, a big lefty out in the playoffs if you need it kind of thing. Like,
maybe.
I don't trust him. I'm just saying, Jose.
Well, you're also missing a big arm, and that is Jose Ruiz. Can you please,
and Jose Ruiz,
can you
you're
please
right.
stop forgetting
you're
about
right,
Jose Ruiz?
You're right.
He was Independence Blue Cross Philly of the week 2 weeks ago. Okay. Like, that means something.
When we needed it too, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm really bullish about where they're at from a pitching perspective. Something you've been saying for a while now, and I was a little resistant because of Rangers history, and who knows if he can reestablish next couple weeks, but I think Sanchez has to be your game 3 starter at this point. He has to.
Or
game 2 at home. No, it's they won't do it, but it's an interesting angle. I think the key right now, and the Alvarado really being the one that has kind of gotten back. Yes. I think you just have to feel great about where the pitching's at.
Well, I mean, again, there's no Kimbrel. Like, there's no, that's it. That's the guy. Like, even Estevez, who does allow hard contact, like, I don't feel the way that I felt when Craig Kimbrel was coming into games.
No doubt.
And, like, Kirkring hit a rookie wall last year. Like, he was put into some huge spots for a guy that was in single A to start the year.
Insane that he's in those spots, especially towards the end when we saw it. And he kept being put back out there. It's like, he doesn't have it right now, and it makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, and the good part about where they're at pitching wise, at least starting rotation, in the starting rotation sense, is that I think like the Chris Sanchez, I think they trust more to go deeper into games than they did last year. So like, rather than having to pull him after 2 1/3 or 3 and like just gouge your bullpen, like I think between Nola should give them pretty good length. Wheeler, obviously, like we know what Wheeler is, and then with Sanchez developing into the guy that he's developed into, like, I don't think we're going to get stuck in those spots where it's like, we got to yank him after 3 or yank him after 4. And even Ranger, like, we'll see what happens to Ranger. Like, he just looked, the stuff just looked flat, like incredibly flat.
And the velocity's down and the stuff looks flat. It's like both things.
So I don't know what they're going to do with him. He's obviously the 4, but
without a doubt, but he also gives you versatility because he can pitch out of the pen, totally.
But it's like,
but he's also this ice in their veins playoff guy. When it matters most, you trust him. So the Ranger thing's interesting. My one worry is that Rob Thompson does the Rob Thompson thing. And it's like, well, Rangers are 3 because he's our 3 and I trust him, when it's like, man, like, adjust.
Well, unless they think Sanchez is better out of the bullpen. Like, I mean, I'm just
why
saying.
Would you think that, though?
Because he throws harder.
And I know. Okay, that's fine. But honestly, you don't
not
need,
better, like,
you don't need either out of the bullpen in reality. It'll just be like, all right, you're not going to start the guy. They're going to go to the pen. Like, you got, we just talked about, we got 5 relievers we trust. Like,
I agree.
I want all 5 of those guys in before a Ranger, or, I mean, not necessarily Ranger because we've seen him out of the pen, but like, I don't want to see this coming in.
Even the 22 pen. I mean, that was Robertson, Alvarado, Sir Anthony. And
I know, that's my point. We haven't had any of these guys. Like, I just feel, I want my great relievers to pitch in great reliever spots.
I agree.
So I just worry that because he's Ranger Suarez and because he's been there and he's been the 3, that they might go to him even if Sanchez is the better option.
Well, and the other thing is that he's also done this he's done this in September the last 2 years, whereas ERA in 2022 was around 4.5 and last year is over 5,
which
I believe.
Which
makes it like a little bit tougher. I obviously would not do it. Like, I want Sanchez starting game 3. But there's definitely a part of me where
it could happen.
Like,
yeah. And it's Ranger. Look, it's Ranger in the playoffs. I'm not going to like freak out. Like, I do. We've talked so much about the ice, and I believe in all that. So I need to see Ranger from a stuff perspective look somewhat like the guy we saw earlier this season, if I'm going to give him game.
Yeah. What kind of stinks is that last star was the first time where it's like this. I mean, I know the velocity was down in Miami,
but at least he was mixing a bit.
But I thought there was at least a little bit more zip on the fastball, if that makes any sense. Like, everything on the other day just looked like it was dead arm.
And 12 hits.
You give 12 hits to a team that can't hit.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
And Rob Thompson said after the Braves start or the Marlins start that like he thinks might be dealing with dead arm, and it's like,
great. Wasn't he just on the IL for a month? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. So listen, unless he starts to show something here in his probably his last 2 starts, probably his 2 starts left, guaranteed. I don't know how you don't just pitch your best guys and try to go win. And then if you need a guy, if you feel good, you're in a good spot, you can use Ranger in a game 4, you know, to where like you don't want to run those guys into the ground, then you're in a good spot.
But so something we just brought up before, and we're obviously on the same page on it, but this is the other spot where my Rob Thompson concerns going to the playoffs. And I think every Phillies fan has a right to be concerned with the last 2 playoffs and the trusting guys and all that. Is the idea of going to the playoffs with Estevez as my closer. And I know he's used spots where he's bring Hoffman. But like, I worry that we get in the playoffs, I need outs in the 9th inning Estevez is my guy. Like, I need Jeff Hoffman to be that guy in those spots. I need it. And Estevez can be in others. If you got a 2-run lead, 3-run lead, fine. But if it's a 1-run lead going into the 9th inning and you haven't used Hoffman yet in that game, like, it has to be Jeff Hoffman.
Yeah, I think it will be.
You think it will be? That's what I'm asking.
I think the only way it's not is, again, if
Hoffman has to get used earlier.
Or if, like, all right, let's say they're playing the Dodgers, right? And the 8th inning is...
Is Mookie and Fred. Yeah, I get it. Ohtani. It's a lineup thing. I agree with that. Like, use them against the best hitters. But, like, at the end of the day, my point is I need Jeff Hoffman to be the guy that they trust most in the biggest spot.
And I think they do. I think he's clearly their best reliever and someone that they trust in any situation. No. I mean,
he's phenomenal.
I mean, the interesting part to me too is like, you know, I think Kirkring's developing into last year's.
Exactly, dude. Like, if you need a strikeout, like, I trust Ryan Kirkring to go in there and get you that strikeout, to get you those outs. I mean, he has been freaking awesome.
He's had a lot of clean innings, you know, since he's been brought up, and he hasn't really been pushed into like a fireman role.
Yeah.
That other night where it was first and third one out, got the strikeout. Like, that's not something we've seen from him. Like, we've seen him obviously have these, like,
super quick innings.
I don't remember a leader having faster innings.
That's what I said. I said this earlier in the year on the pod. It feels like every time he goes out there, it's like I look up and it's like innings over.
It's good. First strikes.
It's great.
So, but you know, last year they brought Hoffman, what, in the fourth inning down in Atlanta in game one? So I think Orion's developing into that, which is huge because they need someone that can get a strikeout, because of their guys in the bullpen that can get strikeouts. Alvarado, at the current juncture, looks like he can, which is incredibly exciting.
1 week ago, not so much. Yeah.
But we are recent samples, small sample size men.
Yeah, he looked great. He's back. I'm sad. It was a high leverage spot. He was great. What else do I need to see?
Hey, glass half full. Yeah. This is going to be the most fresh he's going to be heading into the postseason.
It's actually I do like that angle on it because we've seen him. Like, hopefully we'll see a few more innings and we feel good going into the playoffs. But like, he has petered out, you know, each of the last 2 years in the playoffs, particularly 2022, like, he just ran out of gas and it made sense.
Yeah. So, but they, like, of the guys that I trust to come in and get a strikeout, Hoffman's number one, but he's obviously eighth, ninth inning guy.
Yeah. And he's just the one you trust the most, period.
Estevez is not a strikeout guy. It's Kirkring and it's Alvarado that if it's tight and you need a strikeout, bang, like, there goes. And if they do play the Dodgers in the NLCS, God forbid, or not God forbid, but hopefully, like, he is going to be so, like, Alvarado becomes
massively important.
But, like, Alvarado might have to come in like, the sixth.
You know, Tani and Freeman are monsters. Yes. Like, those are such important, and there will be spots in those games where those guys come up in big spots, and you're going to want Strom you're going to want Strom in the biggest of spots against those guys. But if Alvarado, to your point, in the sixth inning, a big spot where Otani comes up, if you can use Alvarado there and save Strom, the big spot in the eighth or whatever, or ninth, or a tie game or whatever, when they come up, like, it's,
and that's where I think the Ranger thing comes into.
Yeah.
Is like,
you could be in that spot. In
the like, if they have to use Alvarado one night and they don't want to bring it back the next night,
it's a fascinating thought.
Well, and the difference between postseason baseball and regular season baseball is obviously the off days. So, like, that's where you can bring them in, because if you want to start them, you can still do that. That's what they did in 2022. But I'm trying to think of, like, of all the teams left. Like, obviously the Dodgers have the most dynamic lefties, but like, the Padres with Merrill and Cronenworth and Profar. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, they're big guns. Machado and Tatis are righties.
Arizona, Corbin Carroll.
And freaking Jock,
yep,
dude.
And Jock. And Jock, yeah.
And Jock.
Yeah. Is Marte better from a particular side?
I think he's just
phenomenal. Just good, period. I didn't know if it, because that's the kind of thing you think about,
yeah,
too.
Like, I'm sure he has more home runs lefty because he bats more often left-handed. Yeah. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, it's really the Dodgers, Padres in there. Brewers, not really. I mean,
no, the Brewers are pretty heavy. I mean, especially with Yelich out. Like, if Yelich were there, that'd be the guy, but he's out, right? Yelich is not coming back, right? He's done for the year, right? Yelich, like,
I think so.
I think so too. I mean,
no longer care because he's on my fantasy team and my run is over.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
It's okay.
Yeah.
This was not the year.
It was a magical run. All runs have to end at some point.
It was a building year.
Yeah. This is your 2012 Phillies.
2016.
I like that. It's good. Yeah. I got back quicker.
Well, I did. I missed the playoffs, and then I got Jackson Holliday and Chirio, and next year is their year. I might have to name my second son Jackson. I call Jackson.
Well, we did come across a potential strong name, though. So awesome. I sent you this. I didn't realize. So Hunter Pence's nephew throws 94 at the age of, it said under 14, so I'm guessing he's 13.
That's normal.
Normal. His name's Striker Pence.
Yeah,
and you were like, Striker and Walker, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, it does work. Striker, Walker.
Well, might have to be one of those situations. And I'm not sure how Jill would feel about this, but where she decides on we decide on the name. And then I just change the.
Yeah, you just change the birth certificate. When she's out of it, she's gave birth. Honey, I got this.
I got it. Don't worry.
And then all of a sudden, his name's Striker.
Striker. Walker and Striker.
He's strong, dude.
I think.
Talk about a duo. Like, honestly, I did a Go Birds pod with Elliot, and we were talking about, like, the best brother combo because the Kelseys came up. Best brother. Like, I think Striker and Walker Frits sounds like, wow, look, those two Hall of Famers, Striker and Walker. Of course they were going to be Hall of Famers. Striker and Walker. Like, it's, like, natural. It just makes sense.
Don't make me start welling up. Listen. Don't make me start dreaming about me being Ed Kelsey.
I know.
You kidding me?
That's why I went there.
You kidding me?
It's your best timeline.
That's I got one thing left in life besides the Phillies World Series title, which I was talking about that with a buddy yesterday. It's like, imagine if they really get it done. Like, this team gets it done. Like, first off, I know, like, High Hopes Jack is different. You know what I mean? Like, we're reasonable on here.
Oh, yeah.
Always calm, cool, collected. Never get too high. Yeah, never get too low.
Yeah, that's right.
But WIP Jack would be a problem. I mean, you're talking about right about Thompson, right about Schwarber leadoff, right about Harper. Yeah. Like, just it would be an issue for everyone involved.
Yeah.
And don't even bring up the football team for 2 months.
Oh, yeah. There would be no Eagles talk allowed around Jack.
It would be a problem.
Yeah, it would be a problem.
Yeah, no.
It would
be. 100%. 100%. But yes, outside of a World Series title, which would be unbelievable, becoming Ed Kelsey is
Yeah. I mean, that's peak you, right?
Oh, man. Yeah. Come on. Well, because like they had this clip on New Heights yesterday where Jason was just sitting there and he was just like, I guess one of his daughters doing something. It's like, hey, get down from there or whatever. And Travis is like, oh, that's the Ed Kelsey parenting style. It's like, hey, don't do that.
Don't do that.
And I was like, relatable. relatable. Yeah. So, yes. But.
Yes.
I mean, that's
parents
the goal.
Tell their kids not to do things.
At this point, that's the goal.
I think it could happen. I mean, let's put it this way. Obviously, it could happen. Anything could happen, right? I think you increase your percentage of it happening substantially by naming your kid Striker. I just think, like, it is far... Like, if it's like, you know, John, you're John Jack or Jack Fritz, whatever. No offense. Like, you know,
don't
Walker
let people know.
And John or Walker and James Fritz. I don't know. Great name, if you're asking me. Walker and Tucker Fritz or whatever. Like, it's
two
just,
ERs, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, Striker would be two. Yeah, but if it's Striker and Walker, it's like... It your name test. This is name test, like basic name test stuff.
Believe me.
Yeah,
I know.
I just want you to know you also, increase the percentage of it happening.
Believe me.
Okay.
You're looking at a man that understands.
I know.
But you're also looking at a man that has to go home and tell Jill
that is married to a woman. That was also involved in this process.
The name is Striker. And she would say, absolutely. I already tried to bring up like Waylon. She was out on Waylon very fast. But Waylon, we'll figure it out.
Waylon, what are you, a country music star or something?
Well, it could be.
No, what's that?
No, but no, because Justin Tennessee is relentless about name Waylon.
I mean, Justin, I love you, buddy. Waylon would be a horrible.
I can't pull off Waylon.
You're gonna call him Way?
I can barely
Way.
I can barely pull off Walker.
Walker. Yeah, Walker's like on the line for you. Yeah, I agree. Like Texas Ranger.
Like I am not a Southern guy.
No. Honestly, as far other than liking country music, you are as far from that.
I am a Northeastman.
Yes, big time.
And I want to be cold.
Yep. Damn straight, buddy.
I'm almost
damn
almost all the time.
Yeah, Waylon ain't having it.
No,
surprised you even mentioned it, the joke.
I thought it'd be
funny. You gotta save your bullets. Yeah, it's true. Funny, but save your bullets.
I like
see this is what you gotta do. You gotta go with a bunch of horrible names and then be like, okay, we're not Striker.
Well,
and then just drop it in there.
The problem for Jill is that I like trolling her. So sometimes I like to see what her reaction
and
is.
And the problem is that she knows you and has been with you a long time. So like she probably just expects trolling in any situation. So it's hard to really get any of those by her.
No, yeah. I know. It's just I'm always just like, well, I just kind of want to see how you reacted. And then she's like, well, you knew I was going to react negatively. I was like, I know.
She must really love that. That must be a really fun thing for her. Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to explain this to.
How many times do you think Jill says in her head, why did I do this?
Well, because I try to, it's hard to explain the real world to people who don't do what we do.
Yeah.
So like, I'm used to saying stuff that I know people are going to like react to or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when I do it in like my friend group, they're like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I forgot. Got this. This is warped. This whole thing's warped.
You're all messed up.
Yeah. It's all good. Feels are hot.
Feels are hot.
Feels
we're
are
back.
Hot. Yeah.
Fully back.
Have I stopped smiling this podcast?
No, honestly, it's so funny because you led with that and you really are like a bullion right now. You are just like ear to ear.
Beaming.
Question for you.
Super.
Big week coming up.
Big week coming up.
Yeah. So they got three against the Mets, three against the Brewers, four against the Mets. So it's a big 10 days of baseball coming up. Where are you at with that part of it? Because like it is, you know, like, beat the Rays. Nice. Sweet the Rays. That's good. Like, this is like the Met. Like, I think they're going to handle business. I'm not worried or anything like that, but like, you know, the Mets are playing good baseball. Yeah. Like, can you think of anything more Is there anything more High Hopes Pod than us doing this pod where you just talk about how happy you are mm-hmm. and how everything's great, and then they get swept by the Mets? Like, it's like the most High Hopes thing that could happen.
It is. But unfortunately, until you said that, I didn't even think of that. So, like, just take brownie points off of James's performance on the podcast today. So, thankful. I mean, it's your fault. So, yeah, so I mean,
say it that it won't happen.
Yeah, no, it definitely could happen. I'm already the mindset they're taking 2 or 3. So, like,
look, you're up to 2 or 3. He's back.
Yeah,
back.
Come on.
We
come
are
on.
So back. Right
come on.
Now.
Playing good ball. So, yeah, I'm at the mindset they're taking 2 or 3. I just want to kill the Mets. Like, I just want,
I know. I want to, I want to bury him.
It's coming out of fear. Like, it's not like I think they're winning the division. It's more, I don't want to face them in the post.
I think Joe asked on the show yesterday or whatever. It was like, would you rather face the Braves and the Mets? And it's like Braves by a million.
Yes.
Like, it's not even close. Like,
well, especially now with Ronaldo.
Of course. I don't want, like, this Mets thing. Like, I don't think the Mets are that good or anything. Like, but I don't want to mess with that. I don't want anything to do with it.
And they're so hard to they're so hard to figure out what the comp is for them, because like the rotation is so eh. Like, it's Manaea and Quintana, yeah. And Seve.
It's a bunch of, it's Seve McGill. And a bunch of soft tossing lefties. Yeah.
Yeah. And Manaea.
Tyler McGill's already too. With Taylor or Tyler? I was going to
know. It's T-Y-L-O-R.
I think he's Tyler, but then Taylor's the brother.
Yeah. And he's,
by the way, don't do that. Give it like
Tyler and Taylor.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah. It's too close. It's too close.
Way too close. Be like Walker and Wicker or something. It's like, what are we doing?
Oh, Walker and Waylon. So,
it's pretty close.
Which is another reason why I said that.
That's good.
But yeah, just like they're so hard to find a comp for, because they kind of remind me, like, I was just on my head last night going through, like, you know, teams, and it's like, well, are they the 19 Nats? Because the Nats were horrible that year. But then you look at the roster.
Nats were so much more talented. And it's like than
Strasburg, yeah, and Scherzer and Pete Corbin and Soto and Rendon, Soto, yeah, exactly. Like Turner.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe the 21 Braves.
Yeah, 88 win team. I mean, look, we talk all the time, like Soler, Rosario, and Peterson, where they're like best players in the playoffs along with Freddie. You know, like, that's an interesting one.
A little bit.
That's kind of similar. Yeah. I think it's a really good comp, actually.
Like,
as far as it could go.
Like, their best pitcher was what? Freed?
Yeah, Freed.
You know? So, yeah, it's just they're a hard team to kind of figure out. I keep waiting for them to kind of, you know, die off, and they're just not. You know, Lindor yesterday breaks up a no hitter in the ninth. With a home run,
with
and
a
they
home run.
Five
yep.
more after that. Yep. So the OMG thing terrifies me. The Grimace thing terrifies me. Cocky Mets fans, they terrify me. Like, I just,
and look,
I keep waiting for
the
Mets thing to happen, and they haven't Mets.
Last few years, head to head, I mean, the Mets really have gotten the better of us. At least it's felt like to me, anecdotally, like, we've ended up winning out in the end. But it feels like when we played the Mets, especially a couple years ago when they won the 101 or whatever, it just feels like it hasn't gone great.
I think I haven't seen them play that well up in City. Besides the throw out of the plate,
mm-hmm.
it was also coinciding with an Eagles game, because I remember watching it in the press box.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was the PhD game.
Yeah, sure it was.
There it is.
Well, and I was
you guys in the PhD games,
and that's when I was getting, you know, relentlessly mocked in the press conference or in the press box of like,
oh, for watching the Phillies. I remember that.
Well, that happened twice. But I did watch. Yeah, it was the 22 season, which I know was a good season for the Eagles, but. but I was
they
were really boring in the middle of the season.
Well, because they were kicking everyone's ass.
Yeah. So yeah, I was watching 22 postseason highlights in the press box.
I remember,
which of course the big J's were furious about.
Yeah, they were not happy.
No. But no, I was watching Phil's Mets an Eagles maybe preseason game was going on. But
I think
yeah.
I think it was a regular season
whatever.
Game. I feel pretty confident about that. Yeah.
I wasn't there for a game story. I was there to talk to BLG.
That's right. About it. Shout out to BLG. Love that guy.
So, and then, by the way, BLG, big Casty guy.
The of all the people I know, the biggest Casty guy.
Well, here's the problem. And this is not called BLG.
Like, basically, every time Cassie does something, we have a text thread with BLG, me, Jack, and BLG, and we will get, like, the eyes or something. Like, yes.
Yeah, and I would never accuse BLG of being a fraud Phillies fan.
Wow.
Would never do it.
Wow.
But it's, like, it's so much easier when you don't live it.
Oh.
Every, like, day to day. Yeah. Like, to be a, he'll figure it out. His whole thing is, like, he'll figure it out. Yeah. Like, okay. Well, right now, he's swinging at a ball 8 inches off the plate. So I don't need to hear about how great he is. Although I will say, and you guys talked about it on the morning show today. I mean, Cocky Casty is
The best. It's just, like, Joe had a good way of putting it. It's where, like, when things aren't going well, it's like, all right, I don't really need to hear from him. when things are going great, there's no other Philly athlete I'd rather
hear. He's just so funny.
He's like, hilarious. I mean, like the foul play line where he's like, when Kevin Cashman talks, he's like, it's, you know, it's good to see you. So he knows, you know, that there's no foul play there. It's like, we're not talking about a murder here, man. It's like he got hit with the baseball, like foul play. Yeah. What is happening?
And I loved a lot of what happened with the bra. I mean, brawl is probably a strong word.
No. It was like a fracas.
A dust up.
Yeah, a dust up. But honestly, we could just say bench is clear. That was about the extent of it. But I'm with you. The Harper thing, seeing Harper, MFing him, going at it.
The John Boy breakdown was pretty great.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And it was very clearly, hey, AMFer. That one we're sure of.
Yeah. You know? And I like that he didn't, like he said, he would have looked like
if he turned around, I thought that was awesome. Yeah. You know, it's like, listen, I'm not going to take him in mind. Pause.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna wait it out. Now he waited extra long too. Like, you know, I was waiting for him to stop. I think he wanted to turn around.
Bryce is right, which is like Bryce, like protect yourself. Yes. Buddy. The last
Be
thing
smarter.
I love the teammate thing. I love you having Nick's back and man, you're hurt. You're like playing through injury. You can't hit the ball past the warning track or past the wall right now. Like, don't go throwing fists. Yes. Could you not?
Yes.
Honestly, though, maybe like a 10-game suspension wouldn't be the worst thing. Like, force him to not be out there.
Yeah, at this point, I don't even know. I wonder if even rest is going to help. Like, it feels like someone's going to have to be taken care of after the season.
Great.
It doesn't.
So singles and doubles, Bryce Harper for the Blast.
Might be.
It is great that when if a Reese Hoskins doesn't have power, it's like, all right, so he's going to walk and there's nothing there. Like Bryce at least is such a great hitter that he can adjust and be like a 300 plus hitter when he's not, you know, he can just pop the ball over the field. Like at least that is there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he is hitting 400 in September.
And I will say, like we've talked about a bunch, but in 2022, it was this thing where off the wrist injury, the whole thing coming back, no power for a month. And then the playoffs start, game two against Cardinals, bang. And he's off and running. Like I wouldn't put it past him to when the lights are bright or whatever, to be able to get that extra.
I put just about nothing past Bryce Harper.
Great.
So I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Because at this point, it feels like he's just playing through it because he has to play through it. Like, because I don't know, maybe rest wouldn't do anything. So I want to know what it is though. Like, cause it doesn't make any sense. If it was normal wear and tear, like you should be fine. My bigger concern is like, are they going to have to go in there again?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like he has to throw at first base.
Yeah.
So like, it can't be another, like that kind of tear, like a Tommy John tear.
Oh, I don't think it's a Tommy John
tear. But like, it doesn't really add up to me right now. Like if it was normal wear and tear, then he should be able to be fine. And
it could be the other wrist, right? Do we know for sure that it's the right? He just talked about it bothering him, but did he talk about which one it was?
Well, I think it's the right arm because it's still like all now the
oh
left
yeah
arm.
He's wearing the thing again. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Of course.
Definitely. Well, the one concerning ish quote was like, I feel like I'm hitting the ball where it should be, you know, and like the launch angle's right, it's not going.
Well, that's what it looks like. Very clearly.
Of
it's
course.
Like the Garrett Stubbs thing. You know?
Dude, I said this on the afternoon show, but like the Garrett Stubbs ball off the bat, like that's gone, and then it being caught by the right fielder. It's ridiculous.
Like 5 yards in front of the warning track.
It's funny, dude. Yeah. It's, again, if you squint, he's Chase Utley, you know, like he, it's just like Chase.
I will say it was funny watching because Marchand's not a huge guy. You know what I mean? Marchand's not as small as stubby, but he doesn't look big back there. JT looks big back there when he's catching.
Yeah.
It was weird watching Garcia last night, the last couple nights or whatever. I guess Stubbs in before, but the two times Garcia has been out there where it's like, oh, he's a huge guy back there, but he's not JT. It was just weird seeing because I'm so used to, if it's not JT, it's our catchers. Little guy back there. One of the, you know,
little guys. But yeah, dude.
I was like, that dude's big, man. Look at him. He's
I know.
A guy.
I know. But yeah, I just, the Harper one's a conundrum, you know? I think this is what we're getting. And I hope that he can find the power again. But I just, something feels off here with why can't, if it's normal wear and tear, then why can't a couple days off just get you back right? And it makes me worried that this is going to be something that they're going to be dealing with after the season.
Yeah. Well, I'm much more worried about it for the playoffs than after the season.
I get your point.
Because
we want the ultimate prize.
Yeah, exactly. And look, it would be so Phillies for like them to win it the year that Harper can't have the ballpark and he's just like ripping singles around.
That's what everyone wanted. No more home runs.
The Nick Foles thing. Like, again, no one thought that Nick Foles would be the quarterback to bring a Super Bowl. Not just that. Nick Foles like outplaying Tom Brady when he throws for 505. Like, none of us thought that was going to happen. So I'm hoping it's one of those. All right. Take back.
So I was talking to Larry Bo the other day.
Can I just jump in real quick? A lot of name drops from you this by John Ritchie and Larry Bo. And then they're like, oh, let me think about how many famous people I could talk about hanging out with and talking to. So go ahead.
So I was talking to Larry Bo, and he was talking about how like the 1980 team, when they were going down the stretch or whatever, maybe middle of summer, he was like, yeah, all we heard about was 1964. Like, you guys are going to do it, whatever. And I think that developed the chip on their shoulder. And it just made me believe even more that this might be the year.
I like
it. There's a lot of 64 comparisons to this team.
Yep.
And, you know, that team also went through, the 80 team went 3 months of playing 500
baseball. Can we also say officially not the 2023 Eagles?
They're not. They're not, thank God.
My least favorite thing that happened all year was having to re-talk about that with this Phillies. I hated it.
I know, but they were looking.
No, it was fair. Yeah. I hated that it was fair. I hated everything about it.
Me too. But the 80 team, I mean, they went 3 months of playing 500 baseball.
They did. And they also had, for them, I mean, they had the you know, 90 whatever years of a franchise.
Oh,
they had
some different
And they pressure. Also had 76 through 80. Like, they had made the playoffs. They had failed. Like, a lot of people believe if they hadn't gotten done that year, that team would have been broken up at least to some extent.
Well, Rudy Carpenter said they
exactly
said before the season.
Yeah, basically, so that's what it was going. So there was a lot on that team, and then they really obviously came through with it.
And you know, Angelina brought this up because he was
shout out
because of course, Mike. Like I was like,
oh, does he remember the 1964? I'm shy. I wouldn't be shy.
Well,
he looked at the box score once, and he could tell you every hit that every person had. Or
well, he was like early in the year, he's like, this has to be the best team since 76. And I was like,
what are you talking about?
He's like, well, you know, they got off their. I was like, all right, relax. You know, can we just stick it to the teams? Stick it to like the teams that
we're
know.
We're all sitting there like best team since 2011, right? And it's like, yeah. And it's like,
not as good as 76. All right.
He's a big Dave Cash guy.
Easy. But he mentioned like the two teams that have won a title for the Phillies both went through like massive midseason struggles. I mean, again, the 80 team, 3 months of 500 baseball. The 08 team, a 3-11 stretch to end June and like a 6-week power outage.
I mean, this team's going to win more games than the 08 team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
were they 92, right? In 08, 92?
92 and 08.
Yeah, I mean, this team's probably going to be 94, 95, I would guess. I don't know how it plays out, but like 94, maybe.
What, 81, 91, I believe. Anyway.
They're either 91 or 92 in
80. No.
Similar in 80. Yeah. 91, I want to say. I'm not 100% sure. Should get Mike Angelina in here.
I know. Well, 08 was definitely 92. So
that one I'm sure of. Yeah, that's what threw me off. Yep.
So yeah, like listen, they're 88 right now. Low. I just want to see 95 plus. I know it doesn't.
I do too. No, I'm with you. I care about it. Now, to be fair, just give me two. We all know why. Get over 8 and 9.5. That's right. Got some shekels riding on it.
Just very disappointed in Vegas per usual.
Yeah. And we have also, can I just say, anyone who didn't bet on them to win the division, shame on you.
Bad call.
There was like plus 300 odds or whatever. It was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Speaking of odds, I'm pretty bummed Wheeler won't win the Cy Young.
Yeah, it's going to be Chris Sale.
It's going to be Chris.
And the thing is, one of the things that I kind of been banging on before the Sale thing happened was like, all right, this is Wheeler's year. Like, everyone knows he got screwed out of it the Burns year. Like, he deserved it that year. He's been so consistently top two, top three in the National League for so long.
It's like, wouldn't Bede won his MVP?
Right. Nice. But, right. It should have been Jokic again. They, you know, whatever. But Chris Sale's never won one either. Like, so he doesn't even have the narrative thing going. Like, Chris Sale has actually been top five way more than Wheeler has in his career. I mean, I think Sale's been top five like 6 or 7 times or something like that. 5 or 6 times. Like, he's been up there a lot. Like, so you don't even have the narrative part where it's like, it's Wheeler's year. It's Chris Sale's year even more. He has had a longer, better career, sadly, than Wheeler.
Chris Sale's not a Hall of Famer, right?
So I don't think so, but I would, when I was looking at like, he has had a lot of top five Cy Young finishes. Like, I was shocked how many it was when I looked through it.
I mean, first stretch
like,
there.
So funny you said that because I didn't think about it at all until I was looking at his stats this morning and I was kind of like,
well, dude, I mean, when he's
kind of there, man.
Whenever Chris Sale can just be healthy, he's like a top five pitcher in baseball.
Without a doubt.
Chris Sale is awesome. I mean,
he's so good, man.
And
just the fact, honestly, like, you're old enough to remember. I know I'm always old enough to remember these things. when he started, when his career came up, like, everyone was like, this dude's got no chance. Like, his arm is going to fall off at the elbow. Like, he will not last. He has really lasted. It's pretty amazing. So real quick, he has top five finishes for Cy Young. Okay, let's go top six because he has one top six. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
And he's going to win
top
one this
six
year.
And he's going to, so today will be eight. This year will be eight. Eight times in the top six for Cy Young. That's like Hall of Fame stuff.
And yeah. I wish I could make a case with the innings, but he's only like 14 innings behind Wheeler, I think. So it's not like that drastic.
Didn't even get that
it's not
even,
like Burns was, like, I think, 30 innings behind.
Well, that was why I think Wheeler should have won it that year when you looked at the
scope of it.
Yeah, like we said.
We've always said. Like we always said. So yeah.
It's a shame, though, because, you know, it's another year. And this one, I think it's less of a slight against Wheeler, but it is a shame because, like, Zach Wheeler should have a Cy Young.
I agree.
But I'm with you. I would be at this point. I mean, for those who aren't following it, I think, what is he, 16-3 right now?
Yeah.
With a 2.38 ERA, leads the league. He leads 16 wins, leads the league, which is wild.
16-3 is a good.
Oh no, it's good. No, I'm saying not the 16-3. It's a great record. I'm saying the fact
I know
16 wins leads the league. It's, you know, different baseball.
Will we ever see a 20 game winner? Again,
it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Sale's gonna win it, and he deserves it.
Unless get last two starts,
rough him up, baby. Rough him up.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think it's gonna happen. No, yeah.
One of the bigger things that I think happened this series against the Rays is Trey looks really healthy. Like,
finally, yeah, the two homers
but even like defensively, he made a running play in left field. He's getting the baseballs. He looks like he's kind of like spry out there.
I agree with you.
And he almost beat out a ball in the infield last night where it was just like that's the dynamic Trey.
Yep.
And like he said, four home runs in his last 11 games. So he just looks healthy. And I think he was still dealing with a little bit of hamstring issues when he came back. So,
well, which would be, you know, it looked like he was kind of playing it safe early on too. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like pushing pushing it to run super fast at times. So that would jive with that.
Nope. And I'm currently monitoring something.
Ooh, I love a good Fritz monitor.
Monitoring the Bob Dylan situation. So
hold up one sec. You could have given me 5,000 guesses there of what the monitors that you and the Bob Dylan situation was absolutely not one of those 5,000 guesses.
Guy might be all right.
Welcome aboard. Look at you. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually surprised it's taking you this long. It's kind of right up your alley. You love like folk and you love that kind of sound. Like you're a Croce man, all that kind of stuff. Like,
it took me a while to like Neil Young. I love Neil Young. I've always like the second I heard Jim Croce, I was like,
you've always been a Croce man. Yeah,
that's a guy. So yes, the Bob Dylan thing, we're monitoring.
Good.
And
good. Pretty good song.
I did have a thing. I did have a thought today too of like, I think Friend of the Devil is unskippable.
Oh, you want to look great for dead on me. I love this.
Yeah, I think it's not. It's
an unskippable song. It's also short too.
Pretty unskippable.
It's a amazing song.
And Scenes from an Italian Restaurant is still the best song to listen to while walking around the city.
As you've said, I'll give you a it's not like a deep Dylan cup, but check out Tangled Up in Blue. Amazing.
I think
song.
That one's on my,
is
my,
it?
On my rundown.
It's a great song. And speaking of the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia does. I actually think that, I mean, not, which is a Dylan thing. Obviously, there are many versions of Dylan songs that are better than his version. Jerry Garcia Band, Tangled Up in Blue. Listen to that.
Well,
trust me on this.
As we both know, John Mayer put them on the map.
Yes.
I want to give a special shout out to this guy.
Special shout out.
Yeah, because I sent you this yesterday. So John Critch.
This is so cool.
And his family.
This is so cool.
So his four kids, Avi, Bo, Tori, and Shua.
Shout out.
They love listening to the podcast. So they do they were singing Hi Hopes by Tim House, by the way. Look up Tim House.
Hopes.
They're saying the intro into a seltzer, yo, into all the ad reads. So just professionals and couldn't appreciate
it. And let me tell you, Jack sent it to me. I played it for Emily. I really specifically want to thank you guys, John, the whole family, the kids, because in this, we've talked about this in the pod before, though. I have my wife, Emily, loves the pod, hates the yo, because she has been woken up many times with the yo's. She'll be like, can you keep it down? I'll be like, no, it's the playoffs. I can't. Like, sorry, just deal with it. Like, Zoe, the whole thing. The only thing that has turned my wife on the yo is over the years, the videos that I've gotten or these type of things where kids are into it and do it and she can't fight back. She's like, okay.
Yep.
She's like, that's awesome.
And
so thank you. You are helping my life.
The case. Helping the case. And the other thing is I continue to win the battle against cursing on the podcast.
Yeah, I don't do it. I know. It's over. I don't think there's a battle anymore. I think you just won.
Family pod.
Even to the point where when I do curse, which I think a few pods ago, yeah. It slipped out. I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry.
Think about the kids. Family friendly podcast.
And now we got Tucker, Mr. YouTube guy over here. I'm like fully out on cursing on the pod. Yeah. You will never hear a curse on here unless it slips.
Way to be a pro. If the Phillies win the World Series, we might have to break it. All bets are off. There would be beers had and podcasts recorded.
Jason Kelsey dropped an MF-er on the radio today, so no big deal.
He's one of a kind.
What the best?
One of a kind. So that's all I got. And I'm not
ear
like,
to ear, buddy. Ear to ear.
Not that nervous for this weekend. Excited for this weekend. Could talk myself into becoming nervous.
Could be nervous like that. Like a couple innings in, it's like, oh gosh. Yeah.
But they're in a good spot. So.
I'm excited.
Step on a throat.
Yeah. Well, this is it. Look, you can step on the Mets' throat. You can step on the Brewers' throat.
Yep.
Over the next few games here. And obviously,
Brewers smoked last night.
Smoked. Was it 14-4? Oh, no, that was the Diamondbacks one. Was 14-4. Yeah. Diamondbacks.
Are you monitoring the Diamondback situation?
Do you know that they've, what was the stat I heard this morning? They tied the record for most games with like double digit runs and double digit extra base hits or something like that.
Sick.
Like, yeah, I think they had like 12 extra base hits last night.
Super.
Extra base hits. Think about that.
Great. Yeah. Love it. Good.
Yeah, Christian Walker's back, 2-homer game.
The whole NL playoffs, every team scares me.
Agree. That's what's so different from last year. Like last year, you had like a team like the Marlins who were, you know, that they were not a playoff team, you know, and Big Phillies win, Grand Slam, cool and all that. But like, they shouldn't have been there. This year, you're going to have six teams. There's no 81 and 81 or 82 and 80 team getting in. Like, all these teams are going to be a good, you know, 8 to 10 games over 500. It's legit.
Totally. It's going to be stressful.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about more excited or nervous. I'm definitely in the nervous guy.
Oh, I'm more excited, but I get it. Here's the thing. The Diamondbacks will make me nervous. Like, honestly, I'd rather play the Dodgers than Diamondbacks. I know that's crazy, but I would. Like, I am so out on playing the Diamondbacks.
I do hate them.
So out on it. Like, I want to beat them, so that'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But like, you know when you do the that's how I feel about the Diamondbacks. Yeah. That is my official stance on the Diamondbacks.
Super.
That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Give me the Brewers. I'll take the Brewers.
Yeah, please. Like, come on. Beat Reese in the playoff series. It'd be great.
He is struggling.
I know. Okay. It's like, oh, yeah, we remember those stretches, too.
He's struggling.
All right. We'll be back after the weekend. Big series against the Mets. Sunday Night Baseball next weekend, right? Yeah. Okay. So
I messed that up last night.
Yeah. That's what I thought. All right. So we'll be back probably Sunday. Or I guess with football, we'll figure it out. Either Sunday or Monday, we'll be back. Until then, here's Fred Seltzer.